Business and Your Money on The Standard. I'm David Brown. The U.S. has long had a complicated relationship with the island nation of Cuba. Isolationist policies dating back to the Eisenhower era, the Red Scare and all, softened by President Obama before he left office. Travel and trade picked up, but Cubans are no longer automatically offered a fast-track path to U.S. citizenship. That's gone. More than 1,000 Cubans are now living in Nuevo Laredo on the other side of the Texas-Mexico border. They're actually been denied entry to the U.S. of late. Now President Donald Trump is soon expected to make an announcement that could again tighten restrictions on travel and trade with Cuba, saying he wants, quoting him, a better deal than the one President Obama got. Some speculate that if the U.S. does in fact move away from Cuba, Russia and China would move in. Just back in May, Russia's state-owned oil company struck a deal to send oil and fuel to the island. Well, as Houston Public Media's Andrew Schneider tells us, there are warnings of other opportunities that Texas might specifically lose.
The Houston airport system would feel the pinch first if Trump imposes fresh travel restrictions on Cuba. United Airlines now flies one round trip between George Bush Intercontinental and Havana each Saturday. The U.S. trade embargo remains in place as a matter of law, but Houston has been poised to gain if and when that changes, according to Democratic Congressman Gene Green.
It would take away from what we thought would be another great customer for the Port of Houston and for Texas because of our agricultural base in West Texas and our energy base.
Several of Green's Republican colleagues recently sent a letter to President Trump arguing that reversing course on Cuba would hurt U.S. national security. Jennifer Sarver agrees. Sarver previously worked in the George W. Bush administration. She now serves on the Texas State Council of Engage Cuba.
Any sort of tightening of sanctions on Cuba is not going to benefit us. It's only going to further isolate the island, and it's going to allow countries like Russia and China and others to influence what's happening kind of in our region of the world.
Trump is expected to announce the policy changes in Miami on Friday. In Houston, I'm Andrew Schneider.